表面上没有太多的果效。
externally, as if that it was not very effective.
他遇见了尼哥底母，他得着尼哥底母，是的。
Yes, he has gained, he has won Nicodemus.
他遇见撒玛利亚夫人，他得着撒玛利亚夫人。
对，不对，不错。He has, of course, now Samaritan woman also followed him.
但到底是一个一个一个。
But all these were one to one.
你看，工作是很缓慢的。
That we know that the work seems to be very slow.
照着主的能力、恩赐来说，应该工作比这个大得多。
By his gift and power, you know that it should be even greater than this.
我们中国人有一句话是：有的人是不鸣则已，一鸣惊人。
That some people, some of them, but you know that overnight he will become a very famous man.
你想想看，三十年隐藏在神的面前，现在应该要表现他自己。他应该一开始就叫全世界吃惊讶的。
You know, he has been hidden for 30 years. Now he has commenced. He should be able to shake the entire world. To
而且在这一年里面，他呼召了这些门徒。
But it was in this year that he had called only these disciples.
但这些门徒呢，是不是每天和他在一起
？But these disciples were not with him daily.
他们还回到他们的职业去。
They still return to their own.
打鱼的打鱼，做任何的事就回到他们原来的。
Those are fishermen. They will go back to their own trade. Others will go back to their normal.
什么时候主耶稣到了迦拿的婚宴了，有人请主耶稣了，然后呢，他们就和主耶稣一起去。
And so now, Jesus was invited to attend the wedding. And only then, now the disciples have congregated themselves.
所以他们跟随主是 on and off， 不是每天的，是有的时候，有的时候他自己的事，然后主耶稣有呼召有需要了，他们就和主耶稣一同旅行。
And so we can see that it's only when Jesus have a need to travel, then on and off that they will accompany him.
然后有主耶稣到耶路撒冷去了，他们也到耶路撒冷去过节。
And so now Jesus is going to Jerusalem. So now they accompany Jesus.To celebrate the festival.
那么，然后呢？主耶稣到了，经过撒玛利亚，他们也经过了撒玛利亚。
And so we know that as Jesus passed by Samaria, now the disciples were together with him.
他们有几个人就到这个城里面去买食物吃。
And so they have entered into the city in order to buy some food.
所以我们一定要知道，这个就是约翰福音前面四章所给我们看见主耶稣第一年所经过的。
And so this is the account of the first year and how did the year pass by.
但是很稀奇的一件事。
But there's something very spectacular.
主耶稣一开始就给我们看他的工作是属灵的工作。
But the commencement of his ministry, we can see that his work is spiritual.
因为如果是属灵的，一定是里面的。
We know spiritual works only refers to the internal.
你看见吗？因为是里面的，所以外面的人看不见。
And so because it's commenced from the inner part, it cannot be seen for the external.
如果主耶稣工作是从马可福音那里开始算起的话
，That if the commencement of his ministry begins from where Mark starts, commences.
那你看，所有的工作都是外面的。
That we can see that all the work are focused externally.
不是说工作没有外面。
It doesn't mean that there is no external work.
但是工作外面的工作是因为里面是因为他工作的性质本身是属灵的。
That because that the nature of the work itself is spiritual.
所以我们要知道，主耶稣呼召门徒，并不像苏格拉底、柏拉图他们。接受门徒一样。
And it is not like those in the Greek world when they call the disciples, they are not in that similar manner.
所以到底怎么做主的门徒，是约翰福音把它定调，已经把它定好了。
And so how do these people, how did the disciples come to be his disciples, is all been stipulated in John.
你要跟随主吗
？Would you like to follow him?
从约旦河外的伯大尼开始，一直到橄榄山附近的伯大尼。
And so you need to begin. That is from Bethany beyond River Jordan, right up to Bethany, outside.
那为什么从伯大尼到伯大尼呢
？Why did begin from Bethany and end is Bethany?
因为伯大尼的意思是无花果之家。
Because the meaning of Bethany is the house of fig.
是无花果，不是无花果树啊，不是 fig tree， 是无花果之家。
Talk about the fruit, the fig, and not the tree.
你记不记得主耶稣有一次咒诅无花果树
？There was once Jesus cursed the fig tree.
他刚好是从伯大尼出来。
And at the time that he just came out from Bethany.
刚好是从这个马大、玛利亚那里出来。
And just came from the house of Martha and Mary.
结果他看见那棵树，主耶稣肚子就饿了。
And then when Jesus looked at the fig tree, he was hungry.
你觉得有可能 主耶稣在马大的家里，而马大既然没让他吃早饭，他就跑出来了。
Oh dear, no, Martha didn't feed Jesus enough as he left his home in the morning.
你知道马大服侍神、服侍主是最高标准的。
We know that the service, the service of Martha is in fact the highest, highest, entertainment.
他知道说主耶稣是怎样的一位主。
He knew our Lord Jesus.
他应该得着最高的服侍。
That he has to have the best service.
因为他把标准定高了。
Because he has raised the highest standard.
所以本来只有一件事就变成许多事。
One event, one matter becomes so various.
One thing becomes many things.
Numerous.
所以主耶稣说，你为许多事思虑烦扰。
That you have been troubled by so many things.
其实只有一件事。
In fact, there's only one thing, one matter, one thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是因为你看见许多事，结果你就看见有一双手是闲在那里的，那就是玛利亚的手。
And so that you have seen so many things that transpire, but what we have seen that there's only one hand.
许多人侍奉主侍奉得很痛苦，因为他老是看见别人一双手是闲的。
Sometimes we serve, so we find it so difficult to serve because we have seen hands that are not doing
any work. 你看，我做马大做得这么辛苦，你看有一个人玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
But you see that Martha was so troubled that he had so many things to occupy you.Occupy her, and yet Mary was just waiting at the feet of Jesus.
所以马大不可能叫主耶稣出来不吃饭吃早饭不可能。
So that's not possible that Jesus will leave the house without being served.
结果主耶稣发现那个树上没有果子，他肚子饿了，结果他就咒诅那个无花果树。
And Jesus was hungry, and we saw the fig tree, and the fig tree was being cursed.
那为什么主耶稣咒诅那个无花果树
？Why did that Jesus curse the fig tree?
圣经说那个还没有到。无花果收成的时候。
In fact, it is not near any harvest for the people.
那如果这样的话，不是强人所难吗
？Something that you are trying to force, something that is not possible.
根本不是收成的时候，你怎么可能有果子呢
？It's not the harvest time. How could you have the fruit?
其实是这样子的，在主耶稣那个时候的无花果树。
The fig tree during Jesus' time.
他到了冬天的时候，就是光秃秃的，什么也没有。
That we know that during winter, there only there's nothing on the tree.
到了春天来的时候。
And when the spring began,
你知道去年呢，当无花果树掉下来的时候，它在那个枝子上就留一个洞。
That we know that when the fruit is ripe and it drop, and there will be a hole on the branch.
结果呢，到了第二年春天来的时候，那么新的无花果呢就在那个洞上面就接上来，就接起来。
That we know that when the spring arrives and that the new fig will begin to emerge from this hole.
所以到了春天的时候啊，那的的确有无花果，那个不是青果，是很小，不是很大的果。
But when comes spring, that you know that you can only see a ripened fig, a small little fig that grown on the branch.
但问题是这样子的，就是虽然春天已经开始结这个果子了。
Though that springtime, we can begin to see the fruit.
但它要经一段时间的考验。
But the tree need a period of time.
没有多久以后，有风吹，有雨打，那么我们这或者有各种不同的原因，有人要摇动这棵树。
There may be the change of, there may be the weather factor, there may be human factor, they might go and shake the tree.
所以到夏天以前，有可能这些果子通通掉到地上来。
And it is possible even before summer.All the new fruit, all the unripen fruit could have been fallen.
所以到底将来这无花果树会不会成熟？你只要到无花果树看一看，如果还留下几个果子，你知道这个就有收成的可能。
And if you want to see whether you have any harvest in summer, you just need to look at the fig tree to see whether there are any other remaining fruits on the branches.
所以你动不动就掉下来，动不动就掉下来，那你知道没有可能。
And so, if they will be fallen, it's just a little shake, then you know that that was not possible for you to have any harvest.
所以当主耶稣看见那个果树无花果树上没有这种青果，他知道没有希望。
That when the Lord Jesus looked upon this fig tree, there was not any fruit on the tree, and know that there's no hope for any harvest.
这棵树空有的是外面的树叶， that, 里面没有实际。
What this tree has was only leaves, and there was no fruit.
主耶稣。咒诅那个花果树。
And that was why the tree was cursed.
他要它里面跟外面是完全一致。
Because the Lord wants what is within and what is externally, it must be congruent.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
无花果树在圣经里面代表以色列。
The fig tree represents Israel in the Bible.
所以整个无花果树的历史就是以色列的历史。
And so the history of the fig tree refers to the history of Israel.
主耶稣看那间无花果树，其实是看到整个的以色列。
And so when the Lord Jesus looked upon the fig tree, in fact, he was looking at the entire Israel.
耶路撒冷的圣殿是那么辉煌。
We know that the temple in Jerusalem was in such a glorious
state. 外表来说，非常非常的荣耀。
That externally it is very very glorious.
但是里面没有果子。
But there wasn't any fruit within.
我们的主来到地上，不能从这个无花果树得着满足。
That our Lord Jesus was unable to have any fig in order to be satisfied.
所以他咒诅那棵树。
And that was why the fig tree was cursed.
所以这什么意思？这就是从此以后以色列要亡国了。
That was the reason why, hence, that Israel will be eradicated from the earth.
果然到了主后五十年以后，以色列就漂流到全世界各地。
And so, 50 years after
70 years AD,
then the Israelites had they were being kept active being exiled to the all.
所以两几乎两千年来，你知道说以色列人漂流到全世界的各地。
And we know that for the last 2,000 years, the Jews was all over the world.
然后到了1948年5月14号，根据主耶稣的预言，无花果树发嫩长叶的时候，人子已经。
And you know, in 94, according to the prophecy of our Lord Jesus, in 1948, May the 14th, that is the restoration of the Israel.
所以我们知道无花果树是代表以色列，代表以色列。
And so the fig tree represents Israel.
但是无花果，但是但伯大尼那是无花果之家，不是无花果树之家。
And no, and so Bethany is the house of fig. It is not the fig tree, the house of fig.
所以现在你看见，如果主耶稣要呼召门徒
，and so now if the Lord wanted to call the disciples,
他要建立的乃是无花果之家。
He need to establish the house of fig.
在这个家里面，我们的主能够得着满足。
In this house, our Lord will be well satisfied.
不过在这个以前，他必须要为我们钉在十字架上。
But before that.He has to crucify for us on the cross.
他先要解决我们的罪。
First, he has to deal with our sin.
然后他要得建立一个家，叫做无花果之家。
Only then he will be able to establish this house called the house of fig.
这个家和以色列家不一样。
And this house is entirely different from the house of Israel.
以色列家只有树叶，没有果子。
The house of Israel will only have the leaves and no fruit.
但是这一般人身上有那个无花果树的实际。
But Upon the life of these people, they will have the true life of the fig tree.
那最后神的旨意要借着他们完成。
And God's will is going to be accomplished through them.
因为神见证的责任本来放在以色列人身上。
Because God's testimony originally was upon Israel.
结果他们不能满足神。
But they couldn't satisfy God.
他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Because they say crucify him, crucify him.
他们说除掉他，除掉他。
They said to get rid of him and to kill him.
所以现在弟兄姊妹们，为什么他要呼召门徒
？And this is the reason why he wants to call.
呼召门徒不光是好像苏格拉底来找门徒，不是这个意思。
It's not meant like that. Socrates was looking for his students.
No, 这是这是主耶稣工作的开始。
But this is the commencement of his ministry.
现在主有个目的。
Lord has a purpose.
等到我们读完四福音之后，我们就知道那个主的目的到底在哪。
If we were to read through the four gospels, we will know his purpose.
但是刚开始的时候
，So in the beginning,
你知道，整条跟随羔羊的路乃是从伯大尼开始。
And so in the beginning, the way was from Bethany to Bethany.
我们中国人讲无花果是没有花的果。
In the Chinese saying, we know that this fig tree is one without the fruit.
那因为中国人叫无花果嘛，没有花的果嘛。
There's no flower. This fruit has no flower.
这英文叫 fig, 所以你这个中文，所以你就知道说，普通人觉得无花果树是不开花的。
And so most of us will think this way that the fig tree will not have any flowers.
其实无花果不是不开花。
It doesn't mean that it was not.
无花果开花是开在果子的里面。
But you know the flowers indeed is actually blossom in the fruit.
所以那个蜂呢，那个昆虫呢，当采蜜的时候，是从无花果那个树洞里面进去，然后进去再出来，已经完成了采蜜的过程。
That in order for them to pollinate, the insect has to enter into the hole, and then after that, pollination.